Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 240. Yesterday, I encouraged the lean-in to the messages that your body is sending you. This is a critical practice because the more that you listen to your body, the more in tune you become with your deepest needs, and the more obvious those signals will become to you. And the more obvious the signals, the more quickly we can act upon them to create less tension between our personal plans and our body's plans. When you trust your body and your intuition, it will lead to more trust of your body and intuition. This means you'll need less of the extensive breaks in the long run. You'll begin to notice more quickly that you're hurtling towards burnout, and as a result, you'll be able to take smaller versions of those breaks as you actually need them. Our energy has natural cycles of ebbs and flows. All of our bodies are different. All of our hormones are different, yet we are all expected to follow the same exact patterns and schedules as everyone else. Yet there is rarely a solution for fatigue and burnout that doesn't make us feel like unproductive people. But you're never an unproductive person for simply needing rest. Depending on the season of our lives that we're in, sometimes we will need more and more breaks. Depending on our internal and external factors, we may need time to reevaluate and reconnect to our bodies, minds, and intuition. A lot of us are working very hard on our lives, on ourselves, on our development. We don't even realize how quickly we're growing and changing because from our perspective, it may seem slow and tedious. Growing pains are no joke. And if you don't allow yourself time to adjust to those changes, your body will insist upon it. Think about yourself a year ago. What has changed about you? How has your lifestyle changed? What's different about your schedule? What has lost focus? What has gained focus? All that has happened in a year. Most of us aren't the same person anymore. Allow that to sink in. Of course, you will need some buffering time. Of course, you will need a moment once in a while to accommodate to these adjustments. There is nothing wrong with that. Regardless of what our society says about it, we deserve rest, we need it, and we shouldn't deny ourselves of it. Your body is trying to keep you alive. Trust that. It's human. Work with it. Remember that you are on the same team. Breaks are essential, and they aren't the enemy. Fighting with them will only make them worse. We all need breaks, and we all need to be kind and fearless enough to take those breaks before they take us. I get very frustrated that we all are taught to hate the humanness of our bodies, of our minds, of our needs. It makes me really sad that we're taught to be embarrassed of the things that literally every other human that I've ever met in my whole life has needed. It's strange to me that we're ashamed of the things that literally every single one of us needs to do and be and feel sometimes. We ignore these really human qualities because why? We want to be robots? I don't see the benefit in that. I do see a benefit in leaning into the process of being human and then enjoying the highs when you have them, but also embracing the moments of rest in between. If you don't have as much time for that rest, see where you can incorporate it into your routine. Maybe you can ask your kids to have some of it with you, or find ways to integrate it into your busy work routine. I know that some seasons of our lives will be more hectic than others and more demanding, and they might not allow for those moments of rest, but schedule them in for the first moment you get it. And don't, for a second, feel any lesser for needing them, because literally everyone does. I feel like there's this capitalistic propaganda against people for resting, when in reality, the richest people in the world have major rest days. Honestly, I don't know what they do all day, but boy oh boy do I know it's not as hard or as tedious as our lives. So give yourself the credit that you deserve, and give yourself the rest you deserve, and don't for a second ever get down on yourself for needing it, or demanding it, or simply creating space for it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.